The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 23rd of November, 2008. It's the birthday of the poet Jennifer Michael Hecht, born in Glen Cove, New York, 1965, author of a poem entitled Blind Love that begins with the lines, "Lady says, Doc, I think I need glasses. Teller says, you sure do, lady, this is a bank." In another poem, History, she describes Eve in the Garden of Eden as the only soul in all of time to never have to wait for love, and wished to trade in all of Eden to have but been a child. Jennifer Michael Hecht, also a scholar of intellectual history, got a doctorate in the history of science at Columbia, published a book entitled Doubt, a history of religions from the point of view of skeptics, non-believers, and also The End of the Soul, Scientific Modernity, Atheism, and Anthropology. Last year, she published a book, The Happiness Myth, Why What We Think Is Right Is Wrong. It was on this day, 1889, the jukebox made its debut at the Palace Royale Saloon in San Francisco, the nickel-in-the-slot player built by the Pacific Phonograph Company. And in that same year, jukeboxes began to appear on ferries traveling back and forth across the bay between San Francisco and Oakland. The jukebox consisted of an electric phonograph inside an oak cabinet. Since they didn't know how to make amplifiers, you had to listen on headphones, which looked like stethoscopes. Four people could listen at one time. It was a big hit, and in 1927, the Automatic Musical Instruments Company introduced the first jukebox with amplifiers, which changed the music business. Many early radio programs refused to play country, blues, or jazz, and it was jukeboxes that made that music available in taverns and diners and restaurants and army bases. And eventually it was allowed to join the music of Tin Pan Alley as popular music. Here's a poem for today by Jennifer Michael Hecht on her birthday, entitled Story of My Life. Each day goes down in history, wets its feet, bathes in the clear or murky stream, drinks deep, comes out to join past days on the other bank. We go in with the bathing day every morning, brace the shiver on our skin, taste the slaking of thirst, find footing on mossy rock, climb out with sleep. Waking, we're back on the first bank, wading with a new day into the kaleidoscopic water. Days far from either bank are barely seen and seem unseeing. There is no recording of them that knows the cold and quenching of their moment in the water. Yet I cannot let them go, nor bear the strong suggestion formed by their fading figures that they have let us go, and that those coming cannot be foretold anything actual of water, flesh, or stone. Publisher holds out a large envelope, says, "Sorry, we can't publish your autobiography." Man sighs, says, "Story of my life." All these words, then, are only for the stream. The stream is everything. The stream is not enough. The specters on the banks are deaf, but listening. Story of My Life, a poem by Jennifer Michael Hecht, from Funny, published by the University of Wisconsin Press and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can find thousands of classic and contemporary poems by hundreds of poets online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.